Title: Tape Dust. Subpolish for Rag Infused Chaos in Ableton Lev 12 Intermediate. Alright, welcome in. Today we're doing something that separates this slaps on my headphones from this actually holds up on a proper rig. In Rag Infused Drum and Bass and Jungle, the top end is usually wild. You've got Amen edits, toasts, sirens, distortion, crowd noise, all that beautiful mess. But the sub has a job. It has to be clean, stable, and readable, even when everything above it is pure chaos. So the goal of this lesson is what I call tape dust: controlled saturation, gentle modulation, filtered noise, and some transient management that makes your low end feel thicker and more expensive without turning into that flappy, distorted mess that disappears in mono. We're doing it entirely with Ableton Live 12 stock devices. Here's what we're building: a two-layer bass system. One layer is the SUB, living roughly 30 to 90 Hz, mono, disciplined, and consistent. The second layer is dust, living above the sub, roughly 100 Hz up to maybe 2K, sometimes higher, and it's where the character lives. Grit, movement, little bits of hiss and texture that cut through raga chaos. Then we'll glue both layers together with a group bus that keeps the low end honest. Let's start. Step 0, session and monitoring setup. Don't skip this. This is the part that keeps you from chasing ghosts. Set your tempo somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM. On the master, add spectrum. Set the block size to 8192 so the sub reading is stable, and set averaging to medium. You're not trying to paint a masterpiece with spectrum, you're using it like a diagnostic tool. Then add utility after spectrum and leave the width at 100% for now. Later we'll use this for instant mono checks. The goal here is simple. You can see and hear what's happening below about 100 Hz reliably. Step 1. Build a solid sub synth using operator. Create a new MIDI track and name it SUB. In operator, oscillator should be a sine wave. Set the level to 0 dB. Set voices to 1, so it's mono. Turn glide on and set the time around 40 to 80 milliseconds. That glide time is personal taste, but for rolling DNB it helps the bass feel like it's flowing rather than stepping. Now your amp envelope. Keep the attack very fast, like 0 to 3 milliseconds. Decay around 200 to 400 milliseconds. Sustain can be all the way down or very low, and release around 60 to 120 milliseconds. The idea is a punchy, controlled note that doesn't smear all over the next hit. Leave pitch envelope off. We want stable pitch down low. Now write a 2-bar rolling pattern. Pick a key like F or F sharp, because it tends to feel heavy and it sits nicely for a lot of systems. And give your kick space. If your sub is continuous and your kick is trying to punch through, you're going to end up with either a weak kick or a weak sub, or both. And yes, the target right now is a boring sub. Boring is good. Boring translates. Step 2, the tape dust polish chain for the SUB, and this is where people mess up by going too far. The motto is, subtle in solo, obvious in the full mix. First device, utility, discipline first. Turn bass mono on, set the frequency to 120 Hz, and set the width to 0% for everything below 120. Leave gain at 0. This means anything we do after this can't accidentally widen our low end. Next, saturator for micro harmonics. Choose soft sine or analog clip. Set drive around 1 to 3 dB. Turn soft clip on. Turn DC on. Now here's the teacher move. Level match. Bypass the saturator, turn it back on, and make sure the output is adjusted so the loudness is basically the same. If it's louder, you'll think it's better even if it's actually worse. We're not doing louder, we're doing denser. Now drum bus. Yes, on a sub, but lightly. This is the tape dust trick. Set drive very low, like 3 to 5% to start. Crunch 0 to 5%. Boom at 0. Do not add resonant low end here. Set damp somewhere around 10 to 30% to tame any fizz. Transients can be 0 to plus 5 if you want a tiny bit more definition. And listen carefully. If you hear fluttering, fizzing, or a kind of unstable distortion on sustained notes, you've gone too far. Back off drive or crunch. Then EQ 8 to tighten the bottom. Add a high pass filter at 20 to 25 Hz, 24 dB per octave, to clear rumble. Optionally, if you genuinely need weight, a gentle bell boost, like half a dB to 1.5 dB, around 55 to 70 Hz. And if it gets boxied against the brakes, a small dip around 120 to 180 Hz, maybe 1 to 3 dB. Quick coach note, Don't fall into the trap of egging every problem. If one note is way louder than another, it's often envelope behavior, saturation reacting differently, or a resonant bump somewhere in the chain. Fix the cause first. Also, protect your headroom early. A good rule of thumb: aim for your SUB track peak around -12 to -9 dB/fs before the group bus. If your sub is too hot, you'll end up undermixing everything else and the whole tune will feel small. Step 3. Create the dust layer. This is the mid character that follows the sub. Duplicate the SUB track and rename it dust. First thing, filter out the sub so you don't get phase fights. Put EQ8 first, high pass at 90 to 120 Hz, 24 dB per octave. You can also low pass around 4 to 8K if you want it more vintage and controlled. Now the fun part, RIT and movement. Add roar. This is perfect for controlled chaos. Start gentle. Drive around 10 to 25%. Use its tone or filter shaping, so most of the energy lives between about 150 Hz and 2K. If you have modulation options, add subtle drift, slow, like 0.1 to 0.3 Hz. We want movement, not wobble. Next, add auto filter for ragga movement. Set it to LP12 for band pass. Put the cutoff somewhere between about 300 Hz and 1.5K, and plan to automate it. Resonance around 0.5 to 1.2. Keep envelope amount at 0 for now. We'll use automation and LFO instead. Turn the LFO on. Rate at half a bar or 1 bar. Amount small, like 5 to 15%. Phase at 0 degrees so the movement stays mono-friendly and doesn't turn into sterile seasickness. Then add redux, but tiny. This is dust, not a video game. Downsample around 1.2 to 2.5. Bit reduction 0 to 2, and honestly, often 0 is enough. Set dry wet around 10 to 30%. Then utility at the end of the dust chain. Set width around 80 to 120% to taste. Important note, we already handled bass mono discipline on the SUB. The dust can be wider because it's above the fundamental, but keep it tasteful. At this point, your SUB is stable and mono, and your dust is the personality that fights through dense breaks and vocals. Now a fast phase sanity check. Because it saves you so much time, temporarily put a utility on the dust and use the phase invert controls to flip phase. Toggle it on and off while both layers are playing. If the low mids around 120 to 250 suddenly get massively bigger or smaller, you've got overlap or phase conflict. Fix it by raising the dust high pass a bit, or using a steeper slope like 24 or even 48 dB. Step 4. Optional but spicy. Add tape hiss that ducks with the groove. Create a new MIDI track called Hiss. Use operator, set the oscillator to noise. Set the amp envelope, attack at 0, decay around 80 to 200 ms, sustain low, release 50 to 120 ms. You want little breathy hits, not a constant SHHHHHH. Then EQ8, high pass at 2 to 4K. Optionally a tiny high shelf around 8 to 12K. Very subtle. Add auto pan. Amount 10 to 25%. Rate can be quarter note to half note, or slower for drift. Keep it subtle. Now sidechain it to the kick. Put a compressor on hiss. Turn sidechain on. Choose the kick as input. Ratio 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 ms. Release 60 to 120 ms. Set threshold so it ducks around 3 to 8 dB. The result is the hiss pulses with the rhythm, adding energy without masking. Step 5. Group and glue. Select SUB and dust and group them into a bass group. On the bass group, add glue compressor. Attack 10 ms, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1. Set threshold, so you're getting about 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on the loudest notes. Makeup off, and level match manually. Then EQ8 for last cleanup. High pass at 20 Hz, 24 dB. If the bass is clashing with vocals or sirens, look around 300 to 600 Hz for a gentle dip. Sometimes the dust is doing too much cardboard in that zone. Then a limiter as safety, not loudness. Set ceiling to -0.3 dB. You only want it catching peaks, maybe 1 to 3 dB in extreme moments. Extra coach note, calibrate your sub-truth. Put a utility at the very end of your bass group and map a macro to toggle -12 dB. Drop the level and see if the sub still reads. If it vanishes completely, you're relying on upper harmonics. That can be fine, but it's important to know what's really carrying the weight. Step 6. Arrangement ideas. This is where tape dust becomes musical, not just sound design. Try a classic 16-bar approach. Bars 1 to 4. Ts. SUB only. Dust muted or very low. Let the break and the vocal hype it. Bars 5 to 8. First push. Bring dust in quietly. Automate the auto filter cutoff to open slightly every couple bars. Bars 9 to 12. Drop. Full sub and dust. Add hiss. If you want to impact, automate a slight increase in saturation drive or roar drive, but keep the SUB clean. Bars 13 to 16. Variation. Pull dust down around bar 15 and do a short sub. Fill with a glide note into bar 16. Think of dust like a conversation with a ragga vocal. During the vocal line, close the filter or turn dust down. In the gaps, open it up and let it bark back. That's how you make it feel busier without masking the MC. Common mistakes to avoid. Quick and clear. 1. Oversaturating the SUB. If you can clearly hear distortion in solo, it's usually too much for clean translation. 2. Letting dust leak low end. Anything below about 90 to 120 Hz in dust can cause phase fights and inconsistent weight. 3. Widening the low end. Stereo sub often collapses on club systems. Keep it mono below about 120. 4. Too much noise. Hiss should be felt more than heard. If it's obvious on phone speakers, it's probably too loud. 5. Not level matching when you A/B. Louder wins, even when it's wrong. Now a couple advanced variations, in case you want to level up. If you don't want a dedicated dust track, you can do a parallel dust pus. Create a return track called Dust Send. Send from SUB into it. On the return, put a Q8 high pass at 120, then roar, redux, auto filter. Now you automate a single send knob for intensity, and your core sub stays untouched. Another option, dynamic crossover stability. On the bass group, use multiband dynamics with a crossover around 120 Hz. Apply very mild compression on the low band, ratio like 1.3 to 1.8 to 1. Slower attack. The goal is to catch occasional note blooms, not flatten the groove. And if you want sub-legibility on small speakers, create a third layer called SUBTOP. Copy the sub-MIDI. Use operator with a sine or triangle an octave up. Distort it more, then high-pass it at 180 to 250 Hz. Phones hear that layer. Big systems still feel the real sub. Now your mini practice exercise.